Hello again, everybody. Welcome to a fun-filled episode of Rock O'Clock. I'm your host, Derek Wirtz, and Brian is the other host, Brian Cleveland.
DJ Brian Dance Pants.
Yeah, that's right. Dancing his pants off 24/7.
I didn't wear pants today. Or I didn't wear my dancing pants today.
Bermuda,
I wore pants.
Or Bermuda shorts pants.
I wore jazzy jeans.
Clam diggers.
Clam diggers.
Capris.
Clod hoppers.
Capri pants.
Now we're just discussing types of pants.
This is a show about pants. Do you like to talk about pants? This is a show about pants.
How does the show follow Democracy Now?
They talk about
in its normal time slot.
Well, Amy Goodman talks about pants sometimes.
We like when they like to raise the bar, and we like to knock them back down again.
That's right. They talk about injustice in the world and global issues, and we talk about capris. You know, democracy, from democracies to capris in 5 easy steps. Anyway, we have music to play for you. This is a show that goes on every Monday from 1 until 2:30, and Brian and I are going to have witty discourse and talk about things and also have music on the go. And we're going to start off this week with some music from a band called 1977, and the album is called So This Is the Sea EP, and this is the title track called So Is the Sea. Oh, sorry, it's called So Is the Sea. So, yeah, we're going to hear that. And Brian has a pile, and I
got the new Dog Day record.
Yeah, what's...
It doesn't even come out till December. What a treat.
Whoa, we must know some folks.
Like, they sent it to us.
So we know a record label.
Yeah, or the band.
The band.
And it's called Fade Out. It comes out in early December, I think December the 10th. They're going on a tour. They might be on tour now. You should go check their website, dogdaymusic.com. And we're going to play, you know, maybe one or two tracks from that today and loads more tracks over the coming weeks. I also have... the first release from local band between Fredericton and St. John called Earthbound Trio. They just put out an EP, which is called Let Us Turn Up the Beat. We also have the Bell Comedian's new EP called Charlotte and lots of other things.
Is that called, is that a vegetable pun? Let Us Turn Up the Beat.
Yeah, let's not talk about it.
Oh, it is. Oh, I didn't know. They get instant... 100% pun.
You're all about it.
Yeah. They win. They're right. My new favorite band, even though I don't know if I've heard them before, but they get points.
We're going to.
They get points, super points for that. But in the meantime, here is 1977 with So Is the Sea. Hope you like it. Keep on listening. Keep on dancing. Forever, forever dancing.
So across the street today. With her head down, she can't see the light of day. But slow her down, she will waste her life away. In a high-rise long hour, she will stay. She's been working way too late now.
My love,
lives. Women love us, they love us well. Oh, it's no surprise. Drinking whiskey, whiskey, whiskey now. Don't we look lovely? And perhaps, perhaps, perhaps you could highlight the four-letter word you stole from me.
Things and having adventures and talking about sports, Brian and I, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Talking about sports. Do you like sports, Brian?
Oh, man, those balls went so far.
Yeah, yeah, the Grey Cup happened and the
someone won.
Rough Riders beat the other
There's
guys.
Pictures on the internet.
The Tiger Cats. Meow.
So, yeah. I didn't even know who won until now, but I was rooting for Hamilton because B.A. Johnston.
Well, yes.
So I want him to be happy. He doesn't have a lot to live for in life.
He's
always sad.
He's got his Previa.
He always seems sad.
And Kraft Dinner.
One of the things he sings about that seems to make him happy is the Hamilton Tiger Cats. So I was rooting for them, but apparently they didn't win the football match.
It's a shame, really. It's a shame. Well, they were too young a team. And I was going to watch it last night, but I didn't. I got used to living in Calgary when it was, didn't get used to it because I was only there for a very short time. But you get used to it being on it in the daytime, like when it's just sort of, it's still daylight out, so it's weird to watch it at night. So
that's the last we speak of sports for the rest of the radio show ever.
That wasn't really sports. Sports was sort of a background theme in that one, I think. But we can always have, a session in the show called Sports Talk.
We did on the mixtape, used to get Anthony to call in and tell us about sports because he doesn't know a lot about sports. It was always really entertaining.
That would be funny.
It was kind of good. Sometimes he did know things because he researched on the internet.
Did he?
10 seconds beforehand.
Could you hear this like in the background?
And no.
Yeah, the
Derek, careful typing there. You might hack into the CIA with all those key presses that you're doing.
That's just me typing.
Derek just made $1 million on eBay.
Dear diary, today I learned about sports with Brian, and there was other adventures.
So since we haven't mentioned it, you're listening to Rock O'Clock on local 107.3 FM.
Also, I'm British when I type.
Airing live every Monday afternoon in St. John, New Brunswick from 1 to 2:30 p.m., rebroadcasting on local FM on Saturday evenings from 6:30 onward, and also broadcasting on other stations across Canada thanks to the NCRA Program Exchange, where your favorite local station can pick up the program and air it for your listening pleasure. You can also download the show or podcast it from iTunes or radioforall.net. In that last set of music, the first set of music, the first half an hour of the program, you heard from The Patience with a track called We're Gorgeous, and that's off of Mary Claire LaFleur EP.
Yes.
You also heard from Earthbound Trio and their new EP, Let Us Turn Up the Beat, and Midnight Oils. That's a band that I've heard about for like a long time, and I never actually seen them or heard their music. I had a different thought in my mind about what it sounded like, and I really enjoyed what it was, so that's pretty cool. Probably play that in the next coming weeks. You also heard from Sunny and the Sunsets, Loving on an Older Gal. You heard from Dog Day and their brand new full-length record, and a track called Get High. And you heard from 1977, the title track from the So Is the Sea EP, which I think was released last year, the year before that.
I
remember playing it quite readily. 2011, maybe?
It was 9 or 10, I thought.
Oh, really?
2010.
Oh. Feels like I was just playing it the other day, but apparently not.
You were just a young pup back then, knee-high to a grasshopper.
That's right. And now we're going to hear from Joel Plaskett Emergency, their latest record, fairly recently released, Scrappy Happiness, or at least it feels none too old, but apparently I have no sense of the chronologically...
You're chronologically challenged? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess so. Yeah. Or I just don't have a very good sense of the calendar. That actually happens a lot to me, especially at the end, around this time of the year, where you're thinking of what your favorite records of the year are, and then I try to think about it, and I always end up picking things that...
Something from the 70s?
yeah, that's right. Oh, man, that first Fleetwood Mac record, so good.
Rumors?
That was definitely the best record of 2013.
Keep an eye out on these guys. They're going places.
No, I mean, when there's records that I don't know. The thing is, at the very beginning of the year, I always discover lots of music that I missed earlier in the year that is on these best of lists, and so then I listen to them all of the next year, and at the end of the year I'm like, oh, that's my favorite record. Oh, it was released in early 2011. It was not released recently.
Or when you'd first discover a band and then you binge listen to everything they have, and then it just becomes like I think a lot of people went through, like when I was in high school, a lot of people discovered the Beatles in high school. So now whenever I listen to the Beatles, I think of high school, even though it's not really, you know, it's not really relevant as something.
No way. I was way cooler. I discovered the Beatles in university.
Yeah.
The Beatles were a band I always thought were like hokey because no one ever tried to expose them to me. And then I realized I was a doofus. And I also thought the same thing about the Beach Boys until I listened to Pet Sounds. Then I realized I was also a doofus about them. And also had the same problem with the Rolling Stones. I think they're just those bands that everybody talks about. And then I'd hear a couple of tracks that'd be on commercial radio and be like, ah, no. Kokomo, stupid.
You didn't like Kokomo?
That's a terrible song.
Kokomo reminds...
But to me, that was what I was subjected to as the Beach Boys. To me, that was the Beach Boys. I was like, Beach Boys are obviously terrible because Kokomo. I didn't realize they had amazing albums.
Kokomo, to me, was the... what was that? That terrible movie, Cocktail. Remember Cocktail?
No, I never even heard of it.
It was a... It was around when I was in elementary school, and there was like starring Tom Cruise as like a wayward bartender trying to find his way in the world. And there's some, I don't even know the plot of the movie. Never saw it, but the soundtrack, everyone had the soundtrack because it was super cool. And Kokomo was one of them. And it just so happened that my brother got that album for Christmas one year. So Kokomo always reminds me of a Christmas song. Like, I just presume like that's a Christmas song, Kokomo. It's not.
My first interaction was on Full House because Jesse played with the Beach Boys.
Yes.
No
awesome.
Joke.
Jesse and the Rippers. I remember that episode because...
Hey, Derek, I'm a little bit younger than you.
Yeah. Not too much younger.
Just young enough that I have ridiculous stories like that.
Well, I remember Full House and how Jesse, they kicked him out of the Beach Boys because he couldn't read music.
Oh, I don't remember that at all.
I remember the plot.
See, I just remember that they were on there. I don't remember any details.
I remember there was some sort of life lesson there, like learn to read, basically, but in music form. Like, here, Jesse, you can play in our band. And he played all the hits that he knew. And I was like, all right, well, here's a new song that we're going to play. Here's the sheet music. And he's like, I don't know how to read that.
Oh, what a
dummy. And then he got kicked
out.
He was asked to leave the Beach Boys.
Oh, John Stamos, you're such a dummy.
Dumb, more like John Dumbos. I don't know. We can work. We can brainstorm.
Stupid Mos.
We can brainstorm pejorative John Stamos things in the break, I guess.
So here's some JP Emergency, as JP? They like to be called by the kids out there, in a track called Harbor Boys.
This is John Stamos Emergency. Here you go.
So set your heart down on the rail. Leaving's just another way to say the things we never say. Walking in the autumn leaves, let's get lost in record sleeves. Sun goes down upon the bay, looking for somewhere to play. To bring the noise to the island girls and the harbor boys, to the island girls and the harbor boys. Racing to the finish line, we've been running, we've been flying. Faster as the years roll by, clouds are scrolling across our sky. If we get held by higher powers, it's only in the final hours. After that we'll get some rest, but until then let's make a mess. Sun goes down upon the bay, looking for somewhere to play. I came here to bring the noise to the island girls and the harbor boys, to the island girls and the harbor boys. La- dying light before the by and by. I'll stand beneath a devastating sky. Above me, high above, I'll lose myself in everything I love. Before the night is through, my friends, I'll sing it now for you. Sun goes down upon the bay, looking for somewhere to play. I came here to bring the noise to the island girls and the harbor boys, to the island girls and the harbor boys. La-
Everybody, we're back, and you are listening to Rock O'Clock on 107.3 FM, local FM. That was some very cool music, some folky music from Sissy and the Hobos. What was that track called, Brian? My vision is very poor.
That's a track called Little Songs. And before that, you heard from An Ant and an Atom with Starlets That Disembowel. You heard from The Organ with Brother. You heard from Free Love Fenner from Do Not Affect A Breezy Manner, their new debut album, and a track called In the Sound. You heard from Corey Eisner. His new record is called Hollow Body. And you heard a track called Ain't Gonna Work. And you heard from Joel Plaskett Emergency's Scrappy Happiness, a track called Harbor Boys.
And do you have anything that you'd like to play now, Brian? Do you have a favorite song that you'd like to play?
We're going to hear from the Wintercoats out of Fredericton from their new record, Why So Monumental. We're going to hear a track called Not For Us To Say. Then we'll be at the top of the hour, have a very quick break, and we'll be back after that.
Did you get your winter coat out yet, Brian?
I need to buy a new winter coat. My winter coat last year, the zipper broke near the end of the season, so you couldn't zipper the coat up, and it was late enough in the season, say like February or March, that it was okay. But now I went to get my winter coat out and I don't have one, I realized.
Well, that's fun. Well, my winter coat is getting really pureed in the arm. Like, it feels like it's I scraped against something like last winter maybe, and it's not a tear that I can see, so it never registers, but it's like if anyone sees me walking, they just see, you know, white stuffing sort of on my sleeve. So I think it's time to invest in a new one, but you know, good times.
I have like I have a different coat that's a decent coat, but it's more of a jacket. It's not the kind of coat that you'd want to wear skiing.
Sometimes I wear a light windbreaker. We've been talking about all this is like the clothing episode.
Yeah, you know us fashionistas.
Pants, coats. Next show will be dedicated to hats.
Hats, yeah.
Slacks and hats and coats and pants.
Jean
and
jackets, shoes. Jorts.
Acid wash jeans.
All right, here is the Wintercoats right here on Rock O'Clock, local 107.3 FM. Don't go anywhere.